step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Dusty Baker is a Smokey Robinson fan. I'm gonna ask him right now. Skip, good afternoon. What's going on?
Hey, man. You shocked me blowing some Smokey on there. You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with Smokey. Nothing wrong with Smokey, Skip.
Oh, I know, man. My daughter, she was like 5 years old, and she saw him in a restaurant. And she goes, Daddy, there's that man with the pretty eyes that can sing so good. And so when I introduced my daughter to her, man, she speaks to us for about 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Oh, unbelievable. How was the fishing trip, by the way?
It was wonderful. I mean, it was one of the best I've been on. I enjoyed the area. I've never seen houses on stilts. And they all look new. And I asked somebody, I said, man, why are they all new? He said, well, because they got to rebuild them like every 10 years. And, you know, Jay Bruce knew a lot of people there. We went out on a great one of his friends' boats. The people were very nice, you know, very hospitable. And we caught a bunch of fish. So, you know, we had a great break. And my son found out that he got drafted on that Tuesday. So, yeah, it was a wonderful trip.
It is so funny because a lot of the national networks have picked up the fact that Darren got drafted, and they keep showing the video of him at home plate during the playoff series. Does he still laugh about that moment, or is he like, I wish they'd stop showing that?
Well, kind of. I mean, he wished they'd stop showing it as much because he doesn't even remember it. I mean, people have asked him, aren't you that little guy? That's what he's known for. So he's trying to name, you know, in the sports world. He's actually signed his contract in about 2 hours. His mother flew down to West Palm Beach this morning. Darren flew in yesterday to have his physical in Orlando. And so, you know, today's a very big day in the Baker household.
Well, congratulations. I know you're very proud of your son. It's a great day, as you said, for the family. It was a great day for Yordan hitting that upper tank shot, and then it was a great day as he was circling first base, headed for second, and then kind of an awkward way to find his way to second base on that double.
Yeah, well, you know, like he knows, I mean, he knew and we knew he should have slid. And it looked like that ball was going to, I was hoping it'd go out of the park so we'd have another run and hit the top of the fence down there. And it sure is great, man, when, you know, see him hitting, you know, the way he was hitting. I know I put him at second. That one day take a little pressure off of him, and you know, might even made him mad a little bit, which sometimes helps. You know what I mean? And so I'm just glad that he responded yesterday. We certainly need his big bat in the center of the lineup, especially until we get, you know, Bregman back.
When you have to make lineup changes, moving guys, typically I would assume it's more down the order than it would be up. How often do they come in? I'm not talking about just life in general. You've been managing thousands of players in your career. How many of them shut the door and go, Skip, what are you doing? And then at the end of the day, you kind of go, you're not performing. That has to be the hardest conversation you have with a player of taking a guy that's a 3-4-5 hitter and maybe moving him down to, say, 6-7 or 8.
Well, we usually come in, really, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? You sort of look at them and you can tell. And because I was there once, but you don't move them down from 3-4-5 to 8. You know, and those 3-4-5, those are the gravy spots when I was coming up. And it's a big deal, you know, where you hit. Like the other day, I put Michael Brantley in the 4 spot because the cleanup here wasn't cleaning it up. And I thought that Michael against that tough, you know, Rodon and I mean, this guy got some dynamite stuff in Chicago. I thought that he was better that day. And Michael said, after I turned the lineup in already, he said, "Hey, man, I hate hitting fourth." And I said, "Dude, I hate to hit fourth, too, because I felt like I was going to try to do more than I was capable of doing." And so, the where you bat in the lineup, it's more psychological than anything. Because as a kid, you know, you always thought the best hitter hit third, the leadoff hitter has speed, the cleanup guy is usually the strong kid that hits the ball out of the ballpark. So, you know, we were sort of conditioned to, you know, to bat certain places in the order. But, you know, this club here, I don't have too much trouble on the guys at all, because we have a lot of interchangeable parts, and they're going to hit no matter where you put them.
Dusty Baker here on Sports Talk 790. And, Dusty, speaking of the lineup, your five-hole hitter, Carlos Correa, going through a bit of a slump right now. Anything you're seeing from him specifically that he needs to do better? And is there any thought of giving him some time off or just a mental day off?
No, he just had like 3 days off before the break. And, you know, you're not going to – I don't think it's a mental day off. He's got to get his strength back. You know, remember – he was sick. I mean, this guy didn't play the last three or four games before the break. And then during the break, he worked out once. I mean, he was really sick. And, you know, Carlos is too sick to play. You know he's sick, which is similar to how Tucker was. You know, Tucker got sick, and then he came back. Took him a while to get his strength and to get his stroke. And so, you know, people forget that these guys are human. I mean, you get sick, you may not feel like going to work and talking, or if you get a sore throat, then you really can't talk. So, you know, these guys have the same problems that everybody else has. This is nothing more than a microcosm of society. So the only thing is they're expected to perform every day, or else it's called a slump. And just sometimes you're not physically able to do what you can do.
I don't know why you're calling me out. I had a sore throat last week, Skip, and I still work, so I'm just telling you, thanks for bringing that up for me. Hey, before I let you go, how much do you and James break bread over what he's hearing in the trade winds and how much he asks for your input, how much he says, what do you think we need? And is that something you take a part of your day to visit with him about on a daily basis, especially as we're approaching the trade deadline?
Well, not really. You know, James is out of town watching the minor leagues right now to see exactly who somebody's trying to pluck if we do make a trade, if you think you should trade for him or not. And, you know, the major part of my day is trying to figure out how to win these games now. You know, we have advanced scouts. We have guys that watch video. We have guys can see. I don't know everybody, especially in the American League, because we didn't even play the majority of the American League or National League last year. And, you know, you don't have time to know everybody because last year all we played was the National League West and the American League West. Well, this is the first time I'd gone to Chicago in 3 years, or first time going to New York, first time going to Baltimore, you know, hadn't been to play the Cubs. And so, you know, you just can't see everybody all the time. And you try to leave it up to people in the front office, because everybody has a job to do.
We'll leave it at that. Congratulations on Darren signing today. Good luck tonight, and continue the dominance against the Indians. I like this 5-0 mark against them so far this year.
All right, man. Just be careful saying that, because we were 5-0 against the White Sox too. So
yeah, but I didn't bring that up. So you know. Thanks, Skip. We'll see you.
All right, man.
All right, take care of yourself. Dusty Baker with us here on the Matt Thomas Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.